Those in the national survey were asked whether they agreed that treatment can help people with mental illness lead normal lives. Most Georgians overwhelmingly say treatment is able to aid affected individuals. 93% agreed slightly or strongly with the statement. Tom Borneman is director of the mental health program at the Carter Center and says the percentage shows progress.
The public has begun to understand that, in fact, for many people, treatment does work for a variety of different conditions. For example, there's improved public attitudes towards the treatment of depression and anxiety. And these are our two most common mental health challenges.
Respondents were also asked whether people are generally caring and sympathetic to people with mental illness. 60% of Georgians agreed, but that was lower than the previous question. Borneman believes the percentage is also positive, but says it proves that stigma surrounding mental illness still exists.
They may be a little bit more caring and sympathetic, but they may not want to live next door to them. They may not want to have a family member date someone with a mental illness.
To combat that stigma, he says barriers for those with mental illness in areas such as employment and housing still need to be addressed. Borneman says the state has made strides in those areas in the past few years, but more progress is needed. Nationally, the report found that most U.S. adults believe treatment helps those with mental illness, but fewer agreed that people are caring and sympathetic toward those individuals. Michelle Worth, WABE News.